By the supernal Father, she was lonely. After all this time, she'd forgotten what it was like. When you'd been alone as long as she had, you eventually ceased to notice. The feeling sank, just as Arnok had sunk, to a place deep within she was afraid to visit. She'd grown used to not dwelling upon it, pretended it wasn't there. One touch, that was all it had taken. Warm fingers curling about her haft, the comfort of his strength, the bliss of the two becoming one. He roused her from her slumber, hefted her into the giddy thrill of battle, restored her purpose. And then he'd left, ditched her on the shores of a new-formed lake. It didn't matter the reason. She couldn't bear to be without him, her wielder, her companion, her immortal. "Please," she pulsed out into the ether, knowing he couldn't hear her, but hoping nevertheless. "Please, don't abandon me," she wanted to say. But the words would have brought a terrible admission, one she doubted she could endure. "Don't let me sink beneath the waters of the lake. Wasn't Arnok enough? Is it my fate to be forgotten?" Perhaps if her power had been greater, the city would not have fallen. Perhaps if she'd been braver. She'd failed every one of her immortals when they had stood against the Destroyer. She'd failed the dwarves of Arnok, failed King Arios. That's why she'd never seen her entombment beneath the waves as anything but deserved punishment. The dwarves she was pledged to protect had all perished, so it was only right she shared their watery grave. But when the nameless dwarf had reached out to her in his need, when she'd sped to his grasp, all her past failings were incinerated in the burst of argent that ended the unstoppable nightmare. Until this moment, she'd not asked herself why she'd been impotent against the monster before, why all the other immortals had fallen, and Arnok had plunged into the abyss. But she asked now that she was alone once more, now that she felt the coldness of her crafting, the lifeless ebb of her tortured awareness. It was him, not her. All the power she offered him was as nothing compared with the gift of his touch, the throb of the blood pumping through his veins, the unconquerable heart of a champion. He was not just an immortal. He was the best of the immortals. And he was hers. A shudder passed through her blades, rippled its way down her haft. She felt both longing and despair in one tormented instant. She wished she had a mouth, like she had before in her life beyond the void. The desire gave birth to one in her mind, and she made good use of it, wailing into the infinite spaces of the cosmos and begging for oblivion. "Sister, sister, is that you?" A voice far away, a voice broken with anguish. "I hear your cries, and add them to my own." "Brother?" she asked, with imaginary lips. "Aye, the same," came the quavering response. "Though I am ashamed to admit it, I could not find you, my sister. It was as though you were plucked from existence." She shifted upon the shore, spun in the mud, as if that would bring them closer. "Arnok fell, my brother, and I fell with her." "The Perpetual City? But how? When?" She dared not speak of it to him. The first word would undo her, destroy what self-control she still held on to. "A long time ago." Longer than she cared to remember. "Are you still a hammer? Of sorts, I suppose, though I no longer have anyone to swing me. But you, my sister, surely you are still the hope of our charges, even with Arnok's passing." "I am no one's hope, brother. I failed them all." His sigh was the distant rumble of thunder. "I know that bitter taste. I am the bedfellow of betrayal and failed redemption." "What has happened, my brother?" Another peal of thunder, muffled this time and further away. She counted the seconds to his response, and knew there was not long left. "Death, my sister, the death of hope.